Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. On your mark, get set. Whoops, there we went. I hope you're having a great day today. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. We're going to be spending the next half hour with you today as we talk about the Word of God. And right now we're going through a subject nobody really likes to talk about, and that is do not commit adultery. And the reason that that commandment had to be out there is because there were people who committed adultery. And so we're looking at the Word of God, seeing if we can't get down to some understanding of what type of problem leads to a manifestation of something that God does not want in your life, in my life, or in anyone's life. So we're looking for God to deliver us from evil and from the evil one. And so his commandments are established to do that in our lives. Today, we want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And one of the reasons that I can recommend them to you is because I've utilized them on numerous occasions, and they just recently came and removed some original equipment from the house. My house is not a new home. Actually, my house is the same age that I am. It was built the year that I was born, and it came with some originally installed electrical devices. And we called them and had them come out and remove those. And the house is going to look a lot better because of that situation. And then they changed out some light switches and outlets for us and all of that. So these are people who do a great job. They know what they're doing. And they will treat you fairly and at a reasonable price. And I encourage you to call them, 321-632-9538. Whether it's an air conditioning problem or whether it's an electrical issue, give them a call and they will come out and take care of that for you. They've also replaced my electric panel. That was probably a couple of years ago when they did that. So if you have one of those panels in your homes that is outdated technology, and if your insurance company finds out about it, they may discontinue your policy, you can call Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They can come out and they can remedy that issue as well. 321-632-9538. You'll be glad that you called them. So we want to say this coming week we are going to be preaching on Sunday morning. Sunday night, we have absolutely one of my favorite missionaries. I've got lots of favorite missionaries, and this gentleman and his family have made a huge impact on the region in which they serve. He started his missions life as a teenager at Teen Missions in North Merritt Island. And from there, God called him to full-time missions ministry. And so we are really looking forward to what God is going to do in our Sunday night service this week at 6:30. I encourage you to come and be a part of that. You're gonna hear some really wonderful testimonies. The very first time we had him at our service, we took him out to eat afterwards. My kids were real little. And took him to Denny's after the service because that was about the only thing that was open back in those days, that late at night on a Sunday night. And he went over and he won my daughter's two prizes from the claw game, you know, the arm that you reach down and grab. And I never forgot that. One of my other things that he's done is he sent out little native-made artificial bugs. They look like palmetto bugs. And, I mean, if you're not careful, you look at one and say, there's a palmetto bug. And he said, does it bug you that people are going into eternity without knowing Jesus? And I think we do need to keep our eye on the purpose for why we are here, and that is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. Sunday night, 6:30 is going to be an amazing time. I want to encourage you to come out and be a part of that. So we are going through the Lord's Prayer. We're going through the Sermon on the Mount. We came to the Lord's Prayer. We spent a lot of time on temptation and how God leads us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, or deliver us from the evil one, is the way the New King James translates it. And one of the ways that God delivers us is he tells us what to do, so we're not experimenting to try and figure it out on our own. And so he tells us in the subject we're talking about right now, thou shalt not commit adultery. And that was delivered to Moses, who brought it to the people, brings it to us. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You and I, we will be delivered from much evil, and we will be delivered from the evil one and from the ruin and the misery and the heartache and all of that sort of stuff, the pain, and sometimes even death as that happens as a result of this sort of manifestation. Proverbs, Solomon talks about that there was a married woman, and she was looking for her next adultery victim, and Solomon looked out there and he said, that young man doesn't even realize the damage to his own life that he's getting ready to do. And so God wants to spare us from that, and that's why he's given us the Ten Commandments. Some of the things that we have talked about is that adultery is a spiritual problem. It is a problem that comes from a lack of understanding. It's not an economic problem. It's a problem because people are confused as to how the grace of God manifests in their life. And it's not just a problem that the world has. It can also be a family problem, and that caused people... we talked about last week in Ezekiel 23:37 that there were children that were born out of these immoral relationships, and child sacrifice is what the outcome of those relationships ended up being, and we don't want that. I'm very, very pro-life. In fact, that is my number one issue. My number one issue is that. And if a political party tells me that there is no room for me in their political party because of my views that all life is precious in God's sight, then the discussion is over. You can try and lobby me all you want for all of these other issues, but life is where it is for me. So that's where I am on that issue, in case you were wondering. Hosea chapter 4 is where we're going to begin reading today. Hosea chapter 4, and it says, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away, with the beasts of the field and the birds of there, even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Adultery is a problem that people have with restraint. They cast off restraint. The Bible says that people perish because they cast off restraint, or they have a lack of vision. They have the mindset of approaching God and saying, who are you to tell me what to do? Who are you to tell me how to live my life? And I want you to understand that God is the lover of your soul. that the reason he tells us how to do life is because he has an eternal perspective. He has a very long chronological perspective. He has got a tremendous database that shows that when you commit adultery or any of these other sins, that it does not go well for you, that it is a lifestyle that creates a much higher misery index than it does a pleasure index. And so we cannot be the people who are casting off restraint that breaks every bond, that breaks every rule. There is a tremendous effort that is being lobbied in America right now to become a lawless country. We have countless laws on the books that they want to enforce, except for when it comes time to enforce them, they don't want them enforced. It is one of those things where you want it to be, where people want it to be punitive against their enemies, but they don't want the law enforced when it may be advantageous for them. I was listening to someone, and it caught my attention because the person that described this was not a believer. It was describing a politician, and they characterized his ascent to higher and higher levels of political authority, if you will, political success, to the fact that he was a man of lawlessness. And I tell you, I don't go around looking for, you know, the identity of the Antichrist, but when they described that particular individual as a man of lawlessness, which means that he is a person who is looking to operate beyond the bounds of restraint, it caught my attention. And it's like, wow, that sounds like a description that came straight out of the New Testament. The other thing that I thought of when I saw this, that people who commit adultery are people who cast off restraint, they break all restraint, is the demon-possessed man that Jesus encountered after he crossed the Sea of Galilee, came to the region of the Gadarenes, and there was a man there who was breaking every chain, every bond that they had tried to subdue him with, and yet he continued to break that off. The result of that was it was terrorizing the community. It was isolating the man. I'm here to tell you that if we continue to operate, whether it's on an individual basis or a household basis or a community basis or a national basis or an international basis, if we continue to operate beyond the bounds of restraint and throw all of that away, we are going to find ourselves in a very isolated and lonely place where we are living well beneath what God had promised us. There are some people who just have never lived a life that showed any self-control at all. Here's the thing. If we cannot control ourselves, eventually someone is going to step up and have to control us for ourselves, for society's sake. And just like that man that would break every chain, he found that the only person who could subdue him and bring him back to his right mind, to where he was able to function, was Jesus. Jesus showed up on the shore, and that man came, and the demon was trying to intimidate Jesus into leaving that region, thinking that that man was worthless. But Jesus came and restored value to him and said, go back to your family and show them what a great thing that God has done for you. Okay? Here is the most perplexing thing about that story. When the people came, the man had been delivered from the demon and was now clothed in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus, and was on his way to being a productive member of society. That scared the business community of that region more than the man who had cast off restraint. And they implored Jesus to leave that region. Okay? You never want to ask God to leave any area of life that you are actively involved in. Okay? We have marginalized Jesus in our school system, and I just want to ask you, how well has that worked out? And, you know, quite frankly, I don't care who it is that operates beyond restraint, the restraint of God's word. That's not going to work out well. It never does, and it never will. And so it's not just something that we can look at on the outside. If you and I operate beyond our financial restraints, we are going to find that that does not go well for us. Okay? You need to listen. I implore, if there are any young people listening to the sound of my voice right now, I implore you to find out what God's word has to say about finances and live your life with godly principles of tithing, of giving, and financial management in place. You will have a much more enjoyable life than those who learn the hard way that the borrower is servant to the lender. I'm just saying, to quote my mother. If you drop down a little bit to verse number 11, you see, as still in Hosea chapter 4, it says this: harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart. My people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff informs them. For the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God. They offer sacrifices on the mountaintops and burn incense on the hills under oaks, poplars, and terebinths, which was another type of tree, because their shade is good. Therefore, your daughters commit harlotry and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit adultery, nor your brides when they commit adultery. For the men themselves go apart with harlots and offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. Therefore, people who do not understand will be trampled. Two things I want to share with you here. I want to remind you that, first of all, this is a spiritual problem. It describes here, for the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray in verse number 12. If there's a spiritual problem, often it finds itself in our most vulnerable area. It'll manifest in our most vulnerable area. A family member had a procedure done, and the doctor told them this. Now, whenever you go in for a dental procedure, you are going to have to make sure that you take antibiotics before you go in, because if not, any infection is going to migrate directly to this spot, because this is the area that you are the most vulnerable in. And you and I, we cannot afford spiritual problems. We cannot to have any spirit operating in our life other than the Holy Spirit of God. We don't want the spirit of foolishness. We want the spirit of wisdom. And so, again, I will tell you, you cannot solve a spiritual problem with natural means. But this was also a lifestyle problem. It was a lifestyle problem that was going to pass. God was showing that it was passing from one generation to another generation. And the reason that it was doing it, or that it was happening in the next generation, which would cause any parent heartache and grief and sorrow to see their children suffering in this manner, was because they had seen it lived out in their very home. Okay? That's not the way. Listen, I'm just going to reveal the heart of a pastor here today, and that is this. It is okay to tell your children what to do, but it is more impactful if you show them how to live. Show them how to live in a covenant relationship. Show them how to worship God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Show them how to have a no turning back plan in your life. I'm not going to be unfaithful. I'm not going to break covenant. Show them how to be people who made a commitment and they keep that commitment. I can't tell you with 100% certainty that it will go well with those children who see that, but I can tell you this. You've got a much higher percentage chance of seeing success in demonstrating the way to live and seeing your children follow in your footsteps than if you do demonstrating how you're not supposed to live and watching them make the same mistake. I never wanted. Let's make sure that we do not have a lifestyle problem. There are some channels that you should not have coming into your home. There are some websites that should not show up in the history search aspect of your computer internet programs. Okay? Parents, if we keep our eyes pure, we have created a much better chance that our kids are not going to experience anything. My daughter was in the sixth grade, she was working on an internet, or she was working on a research problem, and they had to do some research on the internet. And so our computer sets right out in the open, and so that everybody could see what was going on. And so she said, "Daddy, can you help me with this?" And so she was searching volcanoes, doing a research program on volcanoes or something. And I typed in, you know, the subject matter for what she wanted, and there was a virus that popped up on the computer. And all of a sudden, it hijacked the computer, and with rapid fire stuff, it started putting all sorts of horrific images up there that my little 6-year-old daughter was seeing, and I just I grabbed her and I said, "Run! We don't want to see this." And we completely wiped out the format of that computer, erased everything off of that computer, because we did not want that horrific virus bringing up images over and over and over again. We didn't want that. And I don't know how the virus got on there, but it didn't stay. And if we had to throw the computer away, we were going to throw the computer away, because we weren't going to expose our kids to the things like that. So don't show a lack of restraint in your life. Don't create a lifestyle problem where you're trying to explain something away. And the last thing that I'm going to share with you today is back out of Matthew. We've already talked about this in some detail, but in Matthew chapter 5, verse 27, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Drop down to verse number 31. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife, except for any reason except sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Want to close the program out today by telling you this is not a frivolous situation. This is something that is to be very serious. The relationships that we have are supposed to be taken with a great deal of contemplation. It's a heart problem. And Jesus said in verse number 28 that with a look, it started off as a visual problem, that a person had a look, and from there it moved to the heart, and from there it became an action. And so I want to tell you that the easiest way to be delivered from this sort of evil in your life is to eliminate that very first step. Make sure that it doesn't have a chance to make an entrance into your life. Okay? If you don't get it there, get it at the second step. Whatever you do, do everything necessary to deliver yourself from the misery that could await. Don't treat this, listen, I believe society has much too casual a view of the ramifications and the problems that come from violating this commandment that God has given to us. So I want to encourage you today, guard your eyes, guard your heart, guard your actions. If you have to make yourself accountable to someone, do that. But you want to see victory. You can't afford to have defeat in this area of your life. So don't cast off restraint. Have limitations in place. Amen? I am a big believer in having boundaries. Have a lifestyle that you live that shows purity in your lifestyle. Don't allow this to be a visual problem or a heart problem. Make sure that you treat it very, very seriously. And with that being said, we're going to send you off into a day filled with the joy of the Lord and the peace of God that passes understanding and the commands of God that will guide your feet into a life of victory today. With that being said, we'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio
Program.
Thank you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
My spirit is long, my heart is weak. I need you, Jesus, your presence I seek. Oh Lord, more of you. This one thing I'm asking, this treasure I seek, that I may behold you and worship at your feet. Oh Lord.